The always grinding mindset is not sustainable, but a life of rest will never allow us to achieve our goals. On this podcast, we will explore the duality of performance training and performance recovery in order to optimize an active, purposeful lifestyle. We talk about intentional discomfort and strategic recovery. I am Dr. Caleb Kaufman, and this is the Duality Labs podcast.
The pathway to success and goal achievement is long and hard and fraught with danger. It really doesn't have to be, but sometimes as we're making it through that process, we just stumble and we fail and we stop. I think a really important part of achieving these goals is to understand what lies ahead of us so that we know the problems that are going to come in the way. And the way I like to look about at this is almost a road to goal success. What we're going to do is look at some very specific instances on this road to success and see how we can foresee these things happening and stop them from happening. The first thing is that we start a goal. We start the goal, we're super excited. We don't really know what's going to happen, but we're on this journey and we are excited. We have what's called uninformed optimism. That means that we're excited for something that we don't really know what it is. So we're optimistic, we're excited, but what is it? I don't know. Then what happens is as we continue down this journey, we start to learn how hard it is, how hard training is, how hard sticking to it is, how hard it is waking up in the morning. And then we start getting something called informed pessimism. That means we're pessimistic. We don't like it because we know what it's about. And at that point, we start dropping down. As we drop down, we start to get discouraged and we can stop doing things. We stop doing the important things like the nutrition and the training and waking up in the morning to get the things done. And we go all the way down. If you think about a roller coaster, you go all the way down into what I call, I stole this from somebody, I'm sure, but the pit of despair. The pit of despair is when everything seems to be against you. Everything is negative. Everything is bad. If you're training for a marathon, you have a little bit of an IT band syndrome. If you're training for a powerlifting competition, your low back starts hurting. If you're trying to lose weight, you weren't so good on the diet yesterday and your weight bounced up a little bit. This is when most people fail. This is when most people stop their goals, stop the pursuit of that goal, and just give up. It takes a very special person to push past this pit of despair. To pass this pit of despair, you need a lot of grit. You need a lot of grind. You can't bank on that motivation. Back when we started, we had a lot of motivation. We were excited about this. But then as we understood what work went into it, we understood the informed pessimism, as we called it, the motivation decreased, and we have to rely on that discipline that we made in the beginning. Because once you get down to this pit of despair, the only way to come back up and have goal achievement is we got to push. We got to understand how horrible it's going to be. We got to understand the trials that we're going to have to go through. Because once you push through, you're going to reach that goal. Once you reach that goal, you're not done. You're just going to restart. You're over here excited that you hit the goal. And you know what? You're going to have a bigger goal. So we're going to come all the way back and we're going to say, cool, here's the second goal. We're going to go through that cycle again. We're going to say, hey, we have uninformed optimism, informed pessimism. We're getting into that valley of despair, but we're going to grind. We're going to push. And then we're going to make it to that success. Understanding the stages is super important because a lot of times people start a goal and they're just so excited. It's first of the year. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to run a marathon. I'm going to do a powerlifting competition. I'm going to do a jiu-jitsu competition. But once we hit a struggle, we drop off. Being able to predict these struggles, being able to understand what the struggle is going to be, it prepares us. It gets our mindset in the place that we need it to be, understanding that we're not just going to be able to bank on the motivation, that we have to grind. We have to push. Goals aren't easy. If you have easy goals, then you need to make better goals. But achieving our goals, our high, strong goals, it's not easy, because if it were easy, everybody would be hitting their goals. Everybody would have a six pack. Everybody would be running a marathon. There has to be something to push us beyond what is average, beyond what is normal. We want to make sure that we are doing the best things to our ability. Stay true to those goals. Make sure that you're getting into this, understanding when you get into this pit of despair, and know what it means to push through.